Do you remember the initial pitching process for this character, how she came about?
Oh, sure. It was written by a couple of the writers on Carol's show, and both of them hated their mothers. So they wrote this beautiful homage to their dysfunctional families and lovingly wrote this great character of Mama for Carol. But when she saw the final draft of the sketch, she said, "I think I'd like to play Eunice." And they were very upset by that. And she said, "I think Vicki should play Mama." They were really upset by that. And then when we got into rehearsal, she said, "Okay, you guys, this is like Tennessee Williams on acid. We have got to do it Southern." So the writers actually walked out the first time we did it in rehearsal in front of them and said, "You've ruined it. You've ruined our beautiful piece." And it's and Carol said, "Well, this is the way I want to do it." So, and, you know, I just got so much positive feedback from everybody. I kind of think, you know, I think of Mama kind of like Archie Bunker. Everybody knows him, and everybody has someone like that in their family, you know. So it's always good to see them on TV and laugh at them and say, "Oh, yeah, okay, I'm not the only one." I'm not the only one. I have a really good friend who's a psychologist who says to me all the time, she always says, anybody who says that they're living in a that they're not living in a dysfunctional family is living alone. So I, that's good. We're all in it together.
How do you think the show evolved in the first couple of seasons from the original skit that it was based on?
Oh, okay. So now you're talking about Mama's Family.
Yes.
Well, when Mama's Family went on the air, we actually did a couple of episodes with those writers who wrote the dysfunctional mother and hated their mother. And it just didn't, it didn't feel right. It felt mean and strident and cold and almost heartbreaking and dark. And I guess that worked in the confines of the Burnett show, but I said, you know, everybody just stop the presses. You need to bring Harvey in to help me. And, you know, Harvey said, "Well, she's got to be a sitcom character now." I mean, he was just such a mentor to me. He said, "You've got to make her silly. She's got to be, you know, people aren't going to come home every week and pop a beer and put their feet up and watch this lady screaming at everybody for a half an hour." He said, "She's got to be funny now." And I told Harvey, I remember saying, "I don't feel like she's ever even hardly smiled, Harvey." And he said, "But you are the characters you play. You know that." He said, "You are anything you can do, she can do." And for whatever reason, his lecture just sort of turned her loose and set her free. And I don't know what he had to say to the writers. Maybe he talked to them as well. But we brought in, like, some new writing people. And she became really lighthearted. She became the fun character that everybody sort of ultimately fell in love with, I think. And it's interesting, a lot of fans of Mama's Family don't even remember the sketches on the Carol Burnett. It was, you know, the writer's job to sort of figure out who Mama's Family was while we were on the ground running. You know, so they had a huge job as well, but Harvey really set her free for me. And there was nothing the writers couldn't write for me. I, you know, just totally embraced the character. And I think my fans just bought her doing anything I could do, she did.
I'm sure you're well aware with the advent of DVD and Netflix and whatnot that shows like yours, like Mama's Family, can be, you know, brought to an entire different audience. What do you think a younger audience has to gain from Mama's Family?
You know, when I first started doing my stage show, which is called Vicki Lawrence and Mama, a two-woman show, and I knew that Mama had to come out of the closet, so she's a good half of the show, but we were like just thoroughly surprised at how young our audience was. And one day I stopped in the middle of the audience, and there were a bunch of college guys. And I said, "You guys, really?" And they said, "Oh, my God, we wouldn't have gotten through without Mama." And I just thought, okay, well, she's sort of spanning the generations. And we've been watching these episodes, you know, because the DVD came out, and it's just a beautiful package, and it's so nice to sit and watch them. And, you know, I find myself laughing my ass off. I'll be sitting in the bed. I've been watching them in the bedroom because I can kind of close myself off and be alone. And my husband will come in and he'll hear me laugh and he'll go, "What is it, Mama's Family again?" And I'll go, "Yeah." Next thing you know, he's sitting there and we're just like binge watching because it's like 20 minutes of just good fun laughter. And you're like, okay, I'm not done yet. I want to watch some more. So, and they're sort of timeless. You know, Raytown was sort of set in a funny little bubble of its own. We weren't topical at all. We used to have guest stars that would come on the show and go, what time period? They thought we were a period piece. They'd say, what time is it? And I'd go, I think this is modern time. But it was, you know, it was like, it was the real country. It was the bulk of this country. It was the middle of America. And I think it's pretty timeless, the silly stuff that you laugh over.
You've done a little bit of everything. I mean, you've been on television for a long time. You've got, you know, an extensive career in music. You've got books out. You had the show, I remember when I was a little kid, on WPIX watching Vicky. I mean, you've done everything. What is it that you haven't done yet that you really want to do?
I thought I was going to learn to clean teeth and marry a rich dentist and hang it up. So I was sort of kidnapped by show business. So to me, it's all an adventure, and it's wonderful fun to just watch and see what happens.